Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, your number one source for wacky good times. Orion.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
Fantastic. Listen, I was trying to make the show a little more professional. I went on Google and I searched for show prep.
Show prep?
Show prep.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a search for show prep and I found these sites that are supposed to help you prepare for your show, you know what I'm saying? And they had all these links to different things where you could find funny, wacky, zany stories. And one of the links was to a website called ahajokes.com.
Ahajokes.
Who doesn't like a good joke?
I like a good joke.
You, of course you do. Everybody likes a good joke. These fucking jokes are terrible. This fucking website. I found more than one website that's supposed to link you to, like, places to get, you know, inspiration for things to talk about or funny news stories or things like that. More than one of these sites had a link to this ahajokes.com. This website is god-awful.
God-awful.
They have, for example, a collection of insults. They have multiple collections of insults, and they're supposed to be like witty remarks to say to somebody when you want to put them down.
Yeah, there's a fuckload of them, too.
There's a ton of them. For example, the first one is, if you were orphaned when you were a child, I feel sorry for you, but not for your parents.
I got one.
Oh, yeah?
Let's play house. You be the door and I'll slam you.
Oh, shit. Hey, if you don't want to give people a bad name, you will have your children illegitimately. Damn, dog.
Your family tree is good, but you are the sap.
You a sappy ass motherfucker. Is your name laryngitis? You're a pain in the neck. Oh, fool. Y'all best recognize.
We all spring from apes, but you didn't spring far enough.
Hey, I hear you pick your friends to pieces. Oh, shit. I bet your brain feels as good as new, seeing that you never used it. Oh, this shit is awful.
Is your name Amazon? You're so wide at the mouth.
Oh, Jesus. This is like a combination of like a joke book for 10-year-olds that you get at like the school library.
And you know fucking old people are writing this shit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like an 80-year-old man sitting around going, I love Charles Schultz and Peanuts comics. And I also like to write witty insults for children.
Lots of them.
Jesus Christ. Like I said, I really am interested in making the show a little more professional. Like, I want to be a little more prepared when we come into an episode.
Yeah.
I want to invest in better equipment so we can have a better sound, maybe do an actual, like redo the intro music, do a new intro song.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Did you say, like, you were going into this looking for, like, actual, you know, tips on,
I was looking for, like, because I know that a lot of radio shows and stuff, they have websites they go to and they have resources that they pull from to get like shit to talk about.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, usually I just surf around the web looking for shit, and it looks like that's what I'm going to continue to do, because every site I found that was about show prep had links to absolute bullshit.
Yeah, this can't be real. It's so bad. So bad. I bought a book as a kid on insults because I was being bullied, and it was this kind of shit. I don't know. I can't remember if I used any of it or not. I hope I did.
Is your name dandruff? You get into people's hair. That's not even a joke. That just sounds like you're upset and you're a pussy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You get into people's hair. Who says you get into people's hair?
Old people.
Like, my mom.
I don't even know if my grandparents
get out of my hair.
Yeah. Get out of my hair, banana brain. Fucking bullshit.
Shit. I don't even. You know how I said I was going to try not to talk so much about religion anymore? Like,
yeah.
I felt like we were beating a dead horse.
Yes.
Well, I changed my mind. I found an article. I don't know if you've heard about this before. There was this group of atheists that got together some funding and put out these ads on the sides of buses. And I think they said something along the lines of, like, God probably doesn't exist, so quit worrying and live your life, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
There probably is no God, so quit worrying and live your life. Something like that. And it's kind of old news, actually, but this article is fairly new. And this guy wrote this article kind of in response to that. He's a Christian. And he says, yesterday, in response to the ad crusade recently waged by the Indiana Atheist Bus Campaign on Chicago City buses, I asked what atheism has to offer me that transcends my own self. Today, I'd like to ask a second question. Why do atheists so often experience the need to persuade me that there is no God? If, as most of them say, God is a fantasy, why can't they just cluck once or twice in sympathy, pat me on the head, and leave me to my delusion? I've often wondered why this is so frequently the case, and each time I do, I think of the Flat Earth Society. Yes, Virginia, there is a Flat Earth Society, or was until about the year 2001. The Flat Earth Society, as the name suggests, believes you and I inhabit a round but decidedly flat Earth, i.e. that the Earth, while it may be circular, is not spherical. Charles K. Johnson, the last president of the FES, died in 2001, and since then not much has been heard from the organization. At least not in an official capacity. Individual flat earthers are still out there on the web, should you care to check. Now, I happen to believe Charles K. Johnson, rest his soul, was deluded. I think anybody who thinks the Earth is flat is deluded. But I have never, until now I guess, took the time to tell anybody that the Earth is not flat, but is instead a sphere. It has never come up in conversation, I have never written a letter to the editor in earnest opposition to the notion of a flat Earth, and I for sure have never entertained the idea of slapping signs on Chicago City buses in order to tell the world, or at least the city, that a flat Earth does not exist. Most atheists, I presume, would have no difficulty equating my belief in a transcendent God with Charles K. Johnson's belief in a flat Earth, assuming, of course, that most atheists do not belong to the FES. In their eyes, the notion of a transcendent God is every bit as fantastical as the belief in a flat Earth. And yet, while I am not in the least constrained to tell anybody in Chicago that there is no flat Earth, members of the Indiana Atheist Bus Campaign are perfectly willing to spend not only time and effort, but money as well, to inform Chicago that there is no God. Why is that? If it be argued that Christians spend a great deal of time, effort, and money to tell the world that there is a God, I simply reply that Christians believe in an afterlife, participation in which is dependent upon how we conduct ourselves in the here and now, and that it is a matter of no small significance that this message be proclaimed. Atheists do not believe in an afterlife, at least not in the same sense as do Christians, and accordingly have no concern for eternal consequence. So why all the signs on buses? I have often wondered if the answer might not be found in Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Might there not be some reason to suppose that, because we are created in God's likeness, when we deny his existence, there is a part of our nature that, understanding the denial to be invalid, seeks to deafen conscience by the noise of slogans, placards, and signs on buses, all of which protest the affirmation that God exists? The lady doth protest too much, methinks. Admittedly, this is an argument only a Christian could make. No atheist thinks along these lines, and I do not presume to think on any atheist's behalf. I may, after all, be grievously mistaken in regard to the entire matter. Perhaps there is no God. Or if there is a God, perhaps what I've just said about my being created in his image and the consequences that follow may be sheer nonsense, nothing more than a pound of theological poppycock. If what I propose is true, then the reason for the bus campaign may have been given at least a partial explanation. If I'm wrong, nobody in the end will know the difference.
All right.
It's a lot of shit, but... All right. The problem I have with this article is... Well, I have a lot of problems with this article. For one...
Why do they gotta tell me that there is no God?
Well, you admitted that Christians run around going, there is a God, there is a God, and if you don't believe in him, you go to hell.
Yeah, and he agrees with that.
That's fine. No, that's fine, because, you know, they believe you're going to go to hell, so obviously they got to tell you. They don't want you to go to hell. I mean, they're doing a nice thing.
They're helping you out.
Well, I don't want you to go through your whole life believing a lie. So there's that. Secondly, and more importantly, like the Flat Earth Society, the reason he's never had to tell somebody that the Earth is not flat is because he's probably never met anybody from the Flat Earth Society.
Yeah.
People who believe that there is a flat Earth exist only because there are so many fucking people, period. You know, there are a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the people out there. And the only reason we even know they exist is because of the internet. because they have a place to post online and say, oh, I don't believe the earth is spherical.
Yeah, there's crazy bastards.
There's such a tiny minority, you'd never hear from them otherwise. So of course you've never had to go around saying, the earth is not flat, because nobody fucking believes that except a handful of assholes on the internet. Of course you've never had to say that. And the people who are a member of the Flat Earth Society do not try to teach the flat earth in schools. And, you know, they're not making laws that affect the rest of us. They're not trying to ban some kind of marriage that the flat earth doesn't like. You know, like there's no reason to oppose them because they're just a bunch of crazy morons.
Yeah.
They're not hurting anybody. But Christians won't let certain people get married. They won't let you fucking drink on Sundays, at least not until after noon.
Here, yeah. Here in GR.
They want to teach creationism in schools. Like, there's a reason to almost, not violently, but symbolically, kind of metaphorically, almost violently oppose them. There's a reason for it.
They're a huge mass and a powerful mass, yes.
And they're affecting everyone. The flat earth people, nobody thinks they're, you know, nobody takes them seriously. If nobody took Christians seriously, I wouldn't give a fuck about them either. But they're in off, they hold positions of political office. They're a huge fucking deal. And they're just shitting on everybody.
Yeah. Potentially, they're a science abolishing society, you know, that's just so powerful and big. They're out and they get shit done because there are laws, lots of them, based on this. So it's clearly different. Clearly. The spectrum is just, it doesn't even come close.
And another thing, he talks about not believing in the afterlife. Like, we believe in an afterlife, and we believe, you know, like, basically, if you want to get into heaven, you have to do blah, blah, blah. You have to believe in Jesus, blah, 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 you know. So we have to spread the word, or all these people aren't going to go to heaven. Well, I believe that there is no afterlife, and you assholes who are living your lives in preparation for the afterlife are a detriment to the rest of society. People who, like, and I know this isn't necessarily the majority, but there are people who are patiently waiting, or sometimes not so patiently waiting for the end of days. And they'd be perfectly happy to nuke the shit out of everything because they would feel like that was the fulfillment of prophecy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah.
These fucking assholes. Yeah. That's why there are signs on fucking buses. That, and in addition, just to let other people know that you're not alone. If you don't believe in God, you're not alone. There are other people out there who agree with you. They're just not as loud as the fucking televangelists and...
Yeah, and like, if you want to say, well, everybody should just keep it to themselves. Well, that'd be nice if, you know, if there were two sides and one wasn't trying to take over everything. So, you can't say that. Keep it to yourself.
And another thing, he talks about, like, the reason atheists are starting to get loud about this is because they know they're wrong, and they're trying to, like, drown that thought out of their head, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know there really is a God, but I don't want to think about it. Blah, atheism! Well, that, for one thing, that doesn't even really make any sense. I mean, the majority of atheists I've met were not brought up atheists. They were brought up religious in some form or fashion. Even I, who didn't really have a particularly religious upbringing, did go to church a couple times as a kid. My parents both claimed to believe in God. Like, shit. I'm the only atheist in my family.
Yeah, same here. I was a Christian till I was fucking 17, probably.
So my point is, if you knew in your heart of hearts that you were wrong, why would you decide that you were an atheist in the first place? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Where would you be coming from there?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Can you think of a reason you would say, I'm an atheist and there is no God, if you knew that you were wrong? Why would you do that?
And I don't like how they're trying to, you know, they're trying to relate, or this guy's trying to relate, the Christian versus Flatlanders with the atheist versus Christians. And it's completely different because you got, you know, two groups that are completely insane. And they're, you know, holding back the advancement of the human race. So, and then you got the one group who thinks this is all rubbish and believes, you know, that there is no God and, you know, possibly believes in science and all that good stuff, you know, the facts. So, you can't do that, you douchebag.
The thing that boggles my mind is that he is a rational enough person that he is able to look at the Flat Earth Society and go, that's fucking stupid. What is wrong with you people? That's fucking stupid. Obviously, the earth is not flat, and yet no part of him is able to look at his religion and go, really? The whole fucking earth flooded and one dude and two of every animal got on a boat and took a trip? Really? He's not able to look at that and go, what the fuck are you, what? He's not able to say. So, okay, wait a minute. So there's this guy born of a virgin who is God, but is also the son of God, and he died and came back to life. And now some people like to eat him and drink his blood at church. Like, how is he not able to see the craziness in this crazy-ass book? But he can easily look at the Flat Earth Society and go, oh, they're fucking stupid. I'm pretty sure he's never been in space. How is he so sure that the Earth is a sphere?
Yeah.
I mean, either way, he's relying on evidence that he hasn't actually seen himself. So he's rational enough to say, well, this seems really unlikely, but not when it comes to his crazy book. It'd be easier for me to believe the Earth was flat than it would be for me to believe in the fucking Bible. The Bible's fucking nuts, but to believe the Earth is flat, all you got to do is take a look around outside. And, you know, it doesn't look like you're standing on a sphere.
Say, yeah, you were born out in the middle of nowhere way back when, or even now, and you look around, it looks flat. You know, someone tells you that, you'll believe it.
You know, it's hilly, but it's relatively flat.
Shit, you could come up with that on your own.
I could see that. I could see walking outside, looking around and going, oh, I guess the Earth's flat.
But in no way would that guy that, say that the guy that, you know, is born and grows up and looks around and decides, you know, I believe the Earth is flat. In no way is that guy going to go, I believe there's a single God and he has specific commandments and all that kind of shit, you know. People made that up and they spread that shit. So
there's no, obviously the evidence is wrong and it's being observed wrong, but there's at least kind of evidence for a flat Earth. You can point and say, see, this is why I believe there's a flat Earth. There's no fucking evidence for anything really in the Bible, except for the Bible itself.
Yeah.
The Bible itself is the only evidence for any of that shit.
How do you feel about the atheist putting that on the bus, that message?
I'm okay with it. Like, I don't really care either way. Like,
because I thought it was kind of cool. Because, well, I'm an atheist, but if every douchebag around town was putting up, you know, what they believed in on ads on a bus or billboards or shit, it'd kind of get annoying.
Well, the thing is, every asshole in town is putting up billboards about, like, you've seen the fucking big black and white billboards that say, like, don't make me come down there, oh, God. Yeah. The fucking religious people do put up billboards and shit all the time.
I see a lot of those. I forgot about that. Yeah.
All the time they put this shit up. But then all of a sudden, an atheist puts one fucking campaign up and everybody's like, well, why are you pushing your, well, not really I guess your lack of belief.
I didn't look into that story. And you said it's an older story, but I'm sure there was an uproar.
The whole thing is so fucking infuriating. It's like if I put a sign on the side of a bus that said, there are no dragons, go home. there was a backlash.
What the fuck do you mean there are no dragons?
Fuck you.
I don't care if you don't believe in dragons, but I do, and you leave me and my family alone. Plus, we're going to teach about dragons in school.
Yeah.
The whole fucking thing just gets me fucking riled up.
Speaking of getting riled up, that Dave Letterman thing?
Oh, yeah. You probably heard about this by now.
You had to have heard about this.
Dave Letterman was on his show. Sarah Palin was in New York with her family. They went to a baseball game. And Dave, well, I'll play the joke he made.
One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez.
All right, so it's not the funniest joke in the world or anything, but basically he's like, Bristol Palin, Sarah Palin's daughter, got knocked up. And that's what the joke was. Like, ha-ha.
Yeah, get it?
She gets knocked up. And so he's like, ha-ha, she got knocked up at the baseball game.
Yeah, and everybody's laughing.
But then Sarah Palin, because she's a fucking moron, thought that he was making a joke about her 14-year-old daughter, which even if he was, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
The joke could have been, you could interpret it this way. Well, her other daughter got knocked up. Now her 14-year-old daughter's getting knocked up.
That'd be even funny.
That's the joke. That's funny to me. That's fine with, I don't give a shit. But poor Dave, there's all this backlash now. Sarah Palin posted on Facebook about how Dave is a perverted old man making rape jokes about her 14-year-old daughter. It wasn't a rape joke, for one. But
moron.
And then, so all these people see this and they're like, I can't believe it. I'm outraged. And poor Dave had to make an apology. So here's his apology.
These are not jokes made about her 14-year-old daughter. I would never, never make jokes about raping or having sex of any description with a 14-year-old girl.
So there he clarified. You know, I didn't mean your 14-year-old daughter. Although I can still see how, I mean, if she was offended by that, she's probably still offended by him making jokes about Bristol being knocked up. But whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing, the reason I bring all this up is not because of that. Because all that's kind of boring to me, honestly. It's just like, oh, somebody made a joke. Somebody else didn't like it. The reason I bring all this up is because there was a protest outside the studio where yep. David Letterman does his show. And, well, there's a video. I got to play the audio from this video.
Everyone in the country is very, very frustrated and upset that he was allowed to make a rape joke about a little girl, 14 years old, sitting on the sidelines, watching, of all things, an American basketball game.
Everybody in the country, you fucking bitch. Do not speak for me, you fucking crazy-ass cunt.
Don't you hate that shit.
And it wasn't a basketball game, it was a baseball game.
You dumb cunt. You dumb cunt.
I like to go out and watch the Yankees play basketball. Everybody in the nation is upset because somebody told a joke that I don't like very much.
Oh, man. This ain't looking good.
He made Alex A-Rod a pervert, too, by saying that he knocked up a 14-year-old girl. Oh, I thought she was 18.
Poor defenseless A-Rod.
It was a fucking joke.
He made A-Rod out to look like a pervert, too.
I'm surprised there wasn't a protest on him, you know, against him. Like, you pervert.
I can't believe you would say something like that about an American baseball player. Baseball's Merck's pastime. We love our players, especially when they do steroids and shit.
I want to bring this up real quick. I think I'm trying to speak for the retards out here, but they obviously missed the point. But when Sarah Palin went to New York, she went with her family, minus Bristol, the 18-year-old. So
right.
Her 14-year-old was the only daughter with her. So when Dave made the joke, everybody thought he was joking about the 14-year-old in New York.
It's not in the audio clips that I played, but Dave, I believe, said that he didn't even know that either of her daughters were there. He thought it was just Sarah Palin.
Yeah, so he's making a Sarah Palin
joke. But he just made a joke. Like, yeah. He didn't know if anybody, like, he didn't know if they were there or not.
Yeah.
At the time that they made the joke. Whatever.
He's too old to be on that damn show anyway. He's not even funny. He's a jerk.
I think he stinks. I'm a Jay Leno fan.
Well, I like Jay Leno. Leno is a class act. I've watched him off and on through the years.
At least Jay Leno had interesting people. This schmuck has nobody. You know what schmuck means in Jewish?
You know what's... You know what schmuck means in Jewish? Well, first of all, Jewish isn't a language. Are you Jewish? Like, do you know what schmuck means?
Jewish.
I speak Jewish.
Fucking bitch.
It's like saying you speak Mexican, except if you actually are Jewish and then you say, do you know what that means in Jewish? That just makes you look even more retarded. Because at least maybe you could be ignorant of the fact that Mexican isn't a language. But if you were Mexican and you said, I speak Mexican, then you're just an idiot.
Yeah, you're fucking yourself.
How do you feel about Jay Leno? I don't watch. I only watch Fox News Channel.
I only watch Fox Jesus. News Channel.
Douchebag.
Of course you do. Of course
it's,
you do.
It's douches everywhere.
They were fascists. They were communists.
Thank you.
They were totalitarians.
You're going to last one. Vote against them, you moron.
I think that's a dude saying fire Palin. So I think this is like a protest from the other direction. Except that the guy still looks like a douche. So he's not really helping.
Yeah, just go home, asshole. Just getting involved, you end up looking
retarded. Just let them have their protest and we can all sit back and laugh.
Yeah. They're all fascists.
Shall we talk about his son? I believe his son was born out of wedlock. I believe there is a term for that.
This lady has the most smug look on her face when she says this. I believe his son was born out of wedlock.
Ooh.
I believe there's a term for that.
No, you didn't.
By which, of course, she means bastard. She's calling his kid a bastard. Oh, no, he was born out of wedlock.
She's a comedian.
He wasn't born under the right magical conditions.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Is someone making jokes about his child? Especially, you know, when he had a daughter out of wedlock himself.
He did not have a daughter out of wedlock himself. He doesn't have a daughter at all.
That's even funnier, yeah.
He has a 5-year-old son, and that's it.
Yeah, first.
And his 5-year-old son, I believe, was born out of wedlock. But again, who gives a shit?
Yeah, first the basketball thing, and now the daughter.
And to be fair, there's if somebody no made a joke about David Letterman's bastard son, I'd be fine with that too. Like, I'm fine with this protest in principle. Like, I support your right to be a dumbass. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to make fun of you.
How dare he? When he has a bastard son and a slut for a wife.
And a slut for a wife? What are you talking about?
Where are you going with this?
Wake up! Honey, socialism is evil! Socialism is evil!
Where were you guys?
You think you're so smart. You think you know so much.
Enough is enough!
Close the borders. Close everything down for 20 years, clean your house, and you'll see how this economy will come back.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Close the borders. What the fuck are you talking about?
We should never have let David Letterman into the country when he came over from Mexico. What the fuck are you talking about? That has nothing to do with any of this. Any of this.
I think... I don't know about protesting now, because, man, this is getting out of hand.
9 times out of 10, protesting is garbage and bullshit anyway.
That's true.
It doesn't...
And, yeah, we can sit back and laugh.
But it doesn't affect change, except in this case, well, it hasn't yet, but in cases like this, sometimes it does, because, like, a company will go, well, yeah, if we lose viewers or listeners, then we'll lose advertisers, so I guess we should listen to these people. But, like, in political process and stuff, protest rarely really does anything except make you look like a douche.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not worth doing ever. Just most of the time when people choose to protest, they just look like idiots.
Keep children safe from David Letterman's mouth! He will rape them with his mouth! He is a child abuser. He is a verbal pedophile. Wake up. Go home and take care of your kids. They could be next.
He will rape them with his mouth.
He is a verbal pedophile.
I don't even know.
Where do these people come from?
Jesus Christ. Like I said, I support your right to be a dumbass, but Jesus, like there is a part of me that wants to round all these people up, throw them on a space shuttle, and just launch them into deep space.
Into the sun.
Sayonara, motherfuckers. They don't need to be launched into the sun. Just send them off, you know, in one direction and just don't bring them back.
Yeah.
Jesus. He will rape them with his mouth. What does that even mean? Go He's a verbal pedophile?
Yeah. I have no idea what that means.
Is that just a pedophile that just talks about it? I've never molested a kid, but I, goddamn, I love to talk about it.
They're rising up, yeah.
Stupid people ruin everything, man.
Yeah, like protesting. I have no more faith in protesting anymore.
This kind of shit seems to come up all the time. Like back when Don Imus got fired for calling that one basketball team nappy-headed hoes.
Yeah.
The thing that frustrates me the most about this is that I agree, like David Letterman, he has to answer to CBS. That's his employer, and he was working for them when he did this, when he said these things. CBS, if they wanted to, could fire him, and I believe that that is within their rights. They are his employer. He is doing something they didn't want him to do. He's not performing the job the way they want him to perform it, and so he becomes more of a liability than an asset, so they fire him. That makes sense to me. The problem is, the only reason that would make sense to them is because of all these fucking stupid people. That is why, if David Letterman got fired for this, it would be because of all these fucking stupid people. And that is infuriating.
Yeah, and they have no credibility. What? Absolutely none. They don't even know what they're talking about. They have no idea why they're even there.
It's like it's sort of a freedom of speech issue, except that I don't even know how to approach it, because like I said, he's in a public forum, which is sponsored by or whatever. It's CBS's public forum, and they can say, we don't want you to say these things. We don't like the way you're performing your job, and we're going to fire you. They could do that. And like I said, I'd be fine with that in principle, because that is their right, you know, as the employer. But I also feel like when shit like this happens, I really would love to see somebody just have the balls to say, fuck you, idiots.
Yeah.
I don't, fuck you idiots. David Letterman is staying on the air. And I think David Letterman will be staying on the air. But absolutely. Don Imus got kicked off.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Letterman is, he's too big. He's too popular. And I think the majority of the viewers out there, you know, aren't these crazy idiots. And they thought it was just a joke, so.
Yeah, I think the majority of people probably actually saw this joke and didn't think anything of it.
Yeah,
or at the most, they were like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. That was it. And then the show moved on and they moved on.
But then it's like, wait, did you get wind of this? What? Wait.
But then these, I'd be curious to interview those people that were at this protest and find out how many of them actually saw that show.
Yeah.
If you didn't see the show, then what is your problem?
Yeah, like they're walking by. What's going on?
And it's not like Dave said, hey, everybody, let's all rape Sarah Palin's daughter.
Yeah.
That's not what he said.
They're taking him out of context.
He wasn't advocating it.
Rallying around, saying something he didn't say.
He said nothing about rape. He said he made a joke about her getting knocked up. But even that, it's not like he was saying, let's all knock up 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, if I was Dave, man, I'd be so fucking pissed.
What exactly are you so offended by? I don't even see what's so offensive about the joke. It wasn't a nice joke. Is that why you're so offended? Because it wasn't nice? Have you heard any of the other jokes that are told on late-night television? 90% of those jokes are not nice.
They're mean
to somebody. They're picking on somebody.
And that's why they're funny. God.
So many people in this country are so fucking thin-skinned. It drives me nuts. We should be supporting each other's right to say whatever the fuck we want, even if we disagree. Like this fucking moron talking about the atheist bus ad campaign.
Yeah.
I support his right to say what he said. I don't at all support censorship. If somebody came along and said, all right, we're forming an atheist group where we're going to lobby for censorship of Christians, I'd be like, no. Yeah. That's dumb. No, I don't want anybody to be censored. What I want is for people to fucking grow the fuck up and learn things. Like, just fucking get smarter. That's what I want.
Yeah, and it's shit like this that, you know, it makes me hope that one day we'll have enough fans. I think it's too bad we don't have a shitload of fans, and maybe one of them out there is like the daughter to one of these bitches in the protest. So she could be listening, and I'd be like, yeah, that's right. I'm going to come all over her face. And then she could go and tell her mom, it's too bad. We need to grow.
Hey, you want to hear a funny joke?
What's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me raping Sarah Palin's daughter.
Ooh, what? No. Did you just say raping?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me fist-fucking Sarah Palin's daughter and Sarah Palin at the same time with my dick in her husband's mouth.
I can't come back with that. There.
Plus killing all of their pets.
Yeah.
Also with my dick.
All of that. Yeah.
Take that, bitch.
Take that. That was a good one.
God, I hope CBS doesn't fire us. I don't know. You know, talking about shit like this makes me feel kind of dirty. You ever get that unclean feeling?
Never.
Do you not know how this kind of shit works?
Yeah, okay.
Just fucking go with it.
Let's start.
Jesus Christ. Fuck, I'm leaving that in.
No, dude. All right, start over.
Orion, do you ever get that not so clean feeling?
All
asshole?
The time. All the time.
All right. Well, I found a product that can help with that.
Yeah.
It's What's called that? The Comfort Wipe.
The Comfort Wipe.
And well, you should listen to the commercial.
Okay.
Ass.
For over 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper. Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans.
How would you describe this thing? It's like a wand with a grippy thing on the end that you just kind of cram a piece of toilet paper into.
It's like a scrub brush. You know, you scrub your back. Nobody uses those.
But there's no bristles on it or anything. It's
just
like this.
Yeah, it's just a thing you, kind of like a Swiffer sweeper, you know, you stick the pad, you know, at the end.
It looks sort of like a toilet brush without the bristles on the end, but it's got kind of a curve to it. And there's this knobby thing on the end with like a kind of like a little dent in it. And it looks like you just sort of cram some toilet paper in the hole.
Yeah.
And it just, I guess it's supposed to stay there. I don't know if it's suction based or what, because there's a button that you can release.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I can't really tell.
But it's a stick, and you put toilet paper on the end of it, and then you shove the stick in your ass. You wipe your ass with the stick. I don't know. Who is this for?
It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue, and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
Think about it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting.
Yeah, and shoving a stick in your ass is fucking advanced.
I don't know about you, but I get satisfaction out of wiping and then looking at it.
I do, like, have to check.
Do I have diseases?
A lot of people
don't. Is it bloody?
A lot of people don't do that. I guess it's sort of like me with
everybody.
The pee.
Fuck them if they say no. Everybody does.
No, that. A lot of people really don't. And they think it's disgusting that other people do. But how do you know when you're done if you don't look?
You got to look. Yeah.
There are people out there who will, they have a set number of times that they will wipe and then they're done. And they don't, they don't know if they're actually done.
Oh my God. And there
have
nasty.
Been, I don't want to get too into it, but there have been times when I've been like, is this ever going to fucking end? You know what I mean? Like, you're in there for like what seems like 15 minutes wiping your ass. And you're like, is there like, is it slowly coming out still? What the hell's going on? Am I still shitting?
I've been there. Yeah.
Why am I not done with this yet? But if you think about, like, even if you've had that happen like 3 times in your life, you know, there, if you stop checking at some point, there's going to be a day when you didn't realize it, but it was one of those days. And now you just have shit crack, you know, like, you're not.
It must be those guys, yeah, that you'll see photographs online. They got shit stains in their underwear.
And the funny thing to me about this product is, like, they're like, man, toilet paper is archaic and nasty.
Archaic.
You know, you hold this paper in your hand and you wipe your ass with it. I'd rather risk getting a little bit, maybe, like, trace amounts of shit on my hand and then washing my hands before I leave the bathroom.
Yeah, you're going to wash your hands.
Rather than getting trace amounts of shit on this stick that I leave in the bathroom and reuse.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
They're not scrubbing this fucking toilet stick every time they leave the bathroom. I guarantee it. If you can't reach your own ass to wipe your ass and you need this stick...
You need a wand.
There is no way that you are washing it every time you leave the bathroom.
No way. Oh, that's nasty.
The Comfort Wipe is a modern solution.
That's right. Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages.
Yeah, it does. When he says being a big guy certainly has its advantages, he's not like, he might be tall, but he doesn't mean I'm a tall guy. He's a fat ass.
He's a big fat
being
fuck.
A fat ass certainly has its advantages. Like what? Name one. I guess you've never had to worry about those automatic door sensors not going off when you step on them. Other than that, name one fucking advantage.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
This is a great product.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters. The Comfort Wipe allows you to maintain your dignity while you maintain your personal hygiene.
Having someone help you?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is the Comfort Wipe for, like, invalids? Like, what if you... If you're so old and, like, crippled that you can't wipe your own ass, I don't think the extra 18 inches with this stick is really going to help.
I don't think so, yeah. Kill yourself.
Who can't wipe their ass because they can't reach it and they're off by 18 inches?
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, horrible arthritis or, like a weird curvature to your spine or something and you just can't reach back there, this stick is probably not going to help.
I don't think so. Yeah, if anything, you make it worse. I mean... Especially with the arthritis.
And I don't think it's really shaped right for that either. Like, if you couldn't bend your arm back there, that was the problem.
Yeah.
If you tried to do it with something else, like a stick, you'd probably put your arm, like, to the side of your body, kind of.
Yeah.
So the stick would be going, like, perpendicular to your arm. Your arm's down at the side of your body. The stick would be, like forming an L, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, the stick is just shaped like a stick. Like, it's not, doesn't have a 90-degree angle bend to it or anything. How are you going to wipe your ass with a sideways stick?
Yeah.
Lies.
Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans. So if you or someone you love suffers from the loss of range of motion, or if you're someone who just doesn't want to touch dirty toilet paper, don't be embarrassed. Just get a Comfort Wipe. Order now and we'll send you the Comfort Wipe for just $19.99. Plus, we'll send you the Get a Grip. Just pay separate shipping and handling. It's It's the assist handle that installs in seconds. Getting in and out of the tub has never been more comfortable. You get it all, the comfort wipe and the Get a Grip. The entire $50 value for just $19.99. But you have to call now.
$50 value? It's a fucking plastic stick.
The greatest advancement of toilet paper since the 1880s was two-ply, bitch.
I could buy a fucking wooden dowel rod and wrap toilet paper around the end of it for, like, less than a dollar. It's a fucking plastic stick. $50 value,
they're
my
so full
ass.
Of shit. Yeah, all this shit's full
And
of
the
shit.
Getta Grip's another bullshit product. It looks kind of like an old telephone handset. It's basically a handle that is not attached to anything with a couple of suction cups, and then you can attach it to something.
Yeah, and then lock them in.
It's for, like, old people to use in the shower so they don't fall over.
Like, they need to be around
anyway. And
that's
about the only use I can think of for the damn thing.
Yeah.
And again, it's just a fucking piece of plastic with a couple of suction cups on it. A $50 value?
Yeah,
fuck you. It's not like it has electronics in it or something. I can buy an iPod Shuffle for just a little bit more than that.
That's true, yeah. Fuck these people.
So the research and development and all the electronics inside an iPod Shuffle are worth only slightly more than a plastic stick and a plastic, like, telephone handset with no internals.
Yep. Jesus.
If you ever meet somebody and you go over to their house for the first time, you know, you don't know them that well yet. You're just getting to know them. You got invited over to their house. And you go in the bathroom and you see a fucking Getta Grip stuck to the shower wall and a fucking comfort wipe sitting next to the toilet. Never take advice from this person on anything. Because this idiot was able to be convinced by some asshole on TV that they needed help wiping their ass.
With technology, yeah.
It's barely even technology. It's a goddamn stick.
Well, in their head, yeah. This is technologically advanced.
I need that. I've never seen an infomercial and at the end of it been like, I fucking gotta have that. I don't know how I've lived without that. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to wipe my ass tomorrow at all. I better get on this.
Oh, infomercials, man.
Infomercials are fucking nuts. Like, some of those products are legitimately useful, but they're still, like, I've never been watching TV and been like, I gotta, like the ShamWow commercial.
Yeah.
I'm watching the ShamWow commercial and I'm like, all right, so it's a towel.
Yep.
It's like towel 2.0.
Yep.
I guess that'd be useful. Not available in stores. Well, fuck it then. Never mind.
I hate that part, yeah.
This is not available in stores. We're not going to be able to do this deal for much longer. There's a fucking counter in the corner. As if the commercial is being broadcast live in real time. You got 10 minutes left to order this fucking thing until we play the commercial again tomorrow. Then you'll have 10 more minutes.
Yeah, they're...
What the fuck?
The operators are sitting around. And wait for it. Wait for it, guys.
What kind of retard is watching this commercial and seeing the countdown in the corner and going, Jesus Christ, where's the fucking phone?
You know they're out there. Holy shit.
If I don't get to the phone in 9 minutes and 55 seconds, I'm going to have to pay full price for
George,
these things.
George, phone. Where's the phone?
What?
Where's the fucking phone?
I got to get the fucking slap chop before they run out.
Holy shit. Fuck.
We only made 8 of these.
Oh, shit.
Probably the same people that were at the protest.
This shit.
You know it.
This product is made from a rare mineral found only in a meteorite that crashed in Kansas. There's not a lot of this to go around.
Oh, man.
We've only made 8 of these products, and if you don't call within the next 15 minutes, we'll be selling them for $10,000 a piece. That's a $10,000 value for only $19.99.
Oh, man.
This makes me want to invent some kind of bullshit product. You know, just these people are getting rich.
They're making millions.
Off of morons. Like, would be a good... Like, I'm going to buy a shitload of cheap-ass vibrators. I'm going to bore holes in the end of them just big enough to cram a toothbrush into. And I'm going to say, this product will make any toothbrush into an electric toothbrush. And fucking people will be like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's stupid for several reasons, but it doesn't matter because it's on TV. They'll buy it anyway. I mean, for one...
It's all overhyped.
And an actual electric toothbrush does the same fucking thing. There's really no advantage to being able to plug any toothbrush into it, but whatever. And a all it is a vibrating toothbrush. It's not really doing anything extra.
Exactly.
But people would buy it anyway.
They'll buy it. Like, if I was a chick, I would take the toothbrush out and use that, because they're probably cheaper than the vibrators, you know, online.
I have heard of chicks actually masturbating with electric toothbrushes.
Oh, man.
If I was a chick, I'd fucking masturbate with everything. The options are so much greater. Like, with a dude, you have to find something that you can stick your dick into.
Yeah,
that's,
it's very limited.
And it has to be pretty close to the right size, because if it's too big, then there's, you know, it's like, you might as well just be whipping your dick around in the air. Yeah. If it's too small, you can't get it in there, or if you can, it's painful. But if you're a chick, like, there's so many things you could just shove up there.
Endless.
Or things that vibrate. You can masturbate with your fucking cell phone.
Yeah, when I worked up, you know, on the lane at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So many women, like middle-aged women, even old women, they'd always buy like one cucumber. And I always thought, because it was never like a regular fucking cucumber.
It's
it was
always the one with that little bend in the end.
At the end, yeah. And I'm like, oh,
that's for the
shit.
G-spot.
I know. I know what they're doing with this. Yeah. And it's like a big-ass one with, you know, the little ripples and shit. God, it made me sick.
Just a cucumber and a box of condoms. Cucumber and some KY.
Yeah.
Some Metamucil. Have you ever just wanted to go into the store and just buy some fucked up shit just to see if you'll get a reaction?
Like
go into the store and buy one cucumber, a box of condoms, some KY, and some Metamucil?
Like that, yeah. I never thought about it.
Oh, these are all impulse buys. I was just wandering around the store.
On sale? Sold.
Even better is if you had like a fucking grocery list in your hand. I wanted to make sure I didn't forget anything.
Oh,
party,
man.
Tonight.
Were you the one that told me when we were younger, like, you always thought it'd be funny to go in and buy like a hatchet, rope,
oh, yeah,
duct tape, all that shit, and like, how you doing today?
Some big plastic sheets and like some nylon rope, duct tape.
Oh, shit.
A knife, some leather gloves.
A ski mask.
You know, man. Just planning a camping vacation.
Yeah, sure you are.
I wonder how people would react to that. And just,
you know, they'd have to be thinking it. Because if it's just one cucumber, God forbid, you know, they might be making a fucking salad. But here I am thinking they're going to
making
stub
the
it
world's
up there.
Loneliest salad.
I'm You're eating right. alone again.
but yeah, like,
They'll
how many
thinking it? They'll
how many circumstances it. Could there be other than like some kind of crime where you would need to buy a bunch of plastic sheeting and some rope and duct tape?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking funny.
Some sleeping pills.
Fucking great.
And condoms, a box of condoms. Well, I don't want to get a disease.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Not crazy. Yeah. I'm just a murderer. So, Ryan.
Yeah?
Have you ever just had the urge to touch children?
No.
Ah, God damn it.
Yes.
I was just trying to see if Wait. You learned from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. You
it's
shouldn't
good.
Have the urge to touch children.
God damn it.
That's actually not related to anything.
Okay.
It's fucking hot as shit in here.
Yeah,
and
summertime
it's distracting.
Is the worst. Yeah, I'm sweating, man.
It's nighttime, it's dark outside, and there's a thunderstorm going on, but it's
still
sweat. Fucking sweltering.
The AC is cranked. Ugh.
Ugh. What the fuck else we got? I'm so fucking distracted. I'm sitting perfectly still and sweating.
And sweating, yeah.
And it is the worst feeling in the world. At least if I was active, like, I could feel like it was a productive sweat, you know? Like yeah. this is a sign of accomplishment. No, I'm just sitting here like a lazy asshole talking to the internet.
Yep.
And I'm sweating.
That's fucking pathetic, man. Oh, but yeah, I'm dying too. This sucks.
You want to talk about the barrel monster?
Hell yeah.
All right.
The barrel monster guy. Oh, man.
All right. So this kid, the barrel monster gets North Carolina student arrested. Police call it vandalism, but supporters say it's creative street art. Okay, so this was in Raleigh. Is it Raleigh? I think it's whatever. Who gives a whatever. Fuck? North Carolina, when Joseph Carnival chopped up three stolen orange and white traffic barrels from a construction site to create a massive sculpture of a roadside monster thumbing a ride, the North Carolina college student said he saw it as a form of street art. Raleigh, I guess, North Carolina police just saw vandalism. They dismantled the 10-foot barrel monster and arrested Carnival. Hundreds of online supporters want the charges dropped, and the publicity has turned the history major and part-time construction worker into a local celebrity.
Oh, man. How do you feel about this?
Well, there's more to the story, but it's not really important. Basically, the gist of it is, this kid and a bunch of other people are like, it's just fucking art, dude. Get off his back. And the police are like, you stole a bunch of shit, chopped it up,
yes,
and then put it back. That's a crime.
I don't know about you, but yeah, street art, like street artists, piss me off.
Well, they don't all piss me off. Like, there are people who do, like, these big elaborate chalk drawings on the ground.
That's
and, like,
not so bad.
You view it from just the right angle, and it looks like there's a hole to
that's
the center
incredible.
Of the earth. Like,
yeah.
that stuff's cool, and it's chalk, so it'll wash away. But, like, graffiti, like spray paint on the side of a building, it can look cool. Like, aesthetically, I don't mind it at all. And when it's done well, it can look cool. But that's not your fucking building.
Yeah. When it's on a building, that pisses me off. Yeah, you do it on the train cars. Who gives a shit? They're all rusted anyway.
And, like, those construction barrels, like, you and I actually stole one of those traffic barrels once.
Yeah.
And we had it for a long time in our old apartment.
We were so naughty.
And I thought it was funny, and I think what this kid did was funny, too. The thing is, if I had got caught for stealing that traffic barrel, I wouldn't have been like, what? Like, you know, I know what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
I know I stole. And if this kid stole all these barrels, then, like, brought them back and arranged them in a funny pattern or something, like he made them spell out something or draw a picture, that I wouldn't think was such a big deal. But he cut them into pieces so he could make this sculpture out of them.
Yep.
They're not usable anymore.
Yep.
That's vandalism. That's destruction of somebody else's property. They're making it sound like this is like some big civil rights case or something. Like, like I should have the right to be an ass and steal other people's shit, cut it into pieces, make art out of it.
It's art. Therefore, I'm untouchable. Yeah, you ever hear about the guy that he cuts up posters in the subway and puts them together?
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
That pissed me off.
And that's kind of creative, and I get like how it's entertaining. But yeah, if you get caught doing that, you can't be like, what'd I do?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know exactly what you did.
You're destroying property. And if it was my poster, I'd be fucking pissed.
And like I said, if he was just moving them around.
Yeah.
Like, that's mischievous, whatever. I think it's mischievous. Anyway, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Once again.
But, you know, that's naughty, but no real harm is done.
Yeah.
You know, just shit got moved around. But because he cut them up and now they're not usable anymore, like, how can you argue that that's not a crime?
Yeah.
Like, am I allowed to go into a public park that has statues and, like, break
oh,
one
shit.
In half and, like, break it into pieces and reassemble it to, like, with its hand up another statue's ass or something?
That would be funny.
You know, yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You can't do that.
But then I'd get in trouble, and that would people be behind me like, what? It was art.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Of course, I mean, I do think, to a certain extent, artistic expression deserves protection, just like any kind of expression deserves protection. Like, it's basically free speech.
Yeah.
But when it involves you taking somebody else's shit and basically taking a shit on it,
like, yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah. If you get caught, if it's funny, I'll laugh at it, but, you know.
I can't believe anybody's behind this guy. Like, I'm not saying
I'm sure
I want to see
community.
Him go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, it's a stupid, like, kid crime that he did. Like,
yeah,
this is the kind of, like, kids steal stop signs and hang them in their bedroom. That's retarded. You're an
shit.
Idiot, but, you know, whatever. That's the same thing as when we stole the barrel. That's stupid. We did it because we thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, we thought it'd be funny to have a barrel in our apartment.
Yeah.
But it's stupid, and it's a crime, and if, like I said, if we'd been caught, I would have been like, I guess you fucking caught us. I wouldn't have been like, what? What'd I do?
You remember all those times we paced in the car down that street that had the deaf child area sign, and we were going to put that in our apartment?
Yeah, deaf child.
Because we're rockers!
I've always wanted, you know those intersection signs that just look like a big plus? It's like a yellow diamond-shaped sign with a big black plus in the middle.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go up to the one of those with, like, either some big black rectangle, like, vinyl stickers or, like, with a stencil of a black, of, like, a rectangle and a can of black spray paint.
Yeah.
And make those into swastikas.
Yeah, I was just wondering where you're going. That'd be funny.
Because I think that'd be hilarious because people would see that and go, oh my goodness! But
that'd be funny.
It would mean nothing.
Yeah. You're just fucking around.
But that would be vandalism, and if I got caught doing it, I would expect to get in trouble.
Yeah, and own up to it.
I wouldn't,
for sure.
I wouldn't be like, this was, I'm just expressing myself artistically.
I'm an artist.
You can fuck off. Fuck the man.
You see what they're doing to me? I'm an artist. Look at this. They're arresting me.
They're arresting me for no reason. Yeah. Why are you arresting me? Don't tase me, bro. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I really thought I'd have more on this story, but basically the gist of it is, fuck you.
You're sounding more like me now. That's a very elaborate story, Kyle, but fuck them.
When you boil it down, fuck you. Fuck you. I can't believe how many people are coming out in support of this kid. Like I said, it's funny. It's not that I don't think it's funny. It is kind of funny. If I was driving down the street and I saw this, I'd get a laugh out of
it. Yeah,
it
looks
and if I met
too.
This kid, I'd probably get along with him. Well, I don't know, but you know, like, I'm guessing I'd be fine with him. I wouldn't be mad at him for having done it, but to turn around and say, what? It's just...
Yeah.
Ah, I'm repeating myself now, but...
On to the voicemails and comments.
Oh, yes. We're going to introduce a new segment. It's called Austin's Voicemail Corner.
Austin's Voicemail Corner, yeah!
Hey, it's Austin. This might take a second. I'm just going to leave some comments on the show, because I think I can explain it better with my voice than I can with type. Juggalos, first off. I found them on their fourth album, which was the fourth Joker card, which, for those who don't know, is supposed to be a six-part series. They realized, hey, we're going to miss out on money, let's make it a seven part, whatever. I really connected with it. I never thought I was a juggalo in the sense that I'm a dumbass who wants to paint myself up and look like everybody else, but I connected with the fact that it was like, hey, there's a song, it's like they make a quote about you don't fit in, blah blah blah, how about fitting that ass in with us, we'll gladly take you. And it's like, for me, who's someone who when I'm friendly with somebody, I'm very rude, because that's just kind of how me and my friends were before I moved to the country, and they just didn't accept that, where we would be rude to each other and just bashing on each other, they would get pissed off, and so I had no friends, because I'm just a dick. If someone's being an ass, I will fucking call them on it, stop complaining or whatever the fuck. So for someone who didn't really have a lot of friends, like less than three, that I connected with that. However, all their misplaced anger and bullshit, I have no problem dealing with that, where they're talking about killing and whatever, because it's the same thing with them. He will always talk about killing people in ways he obviously isn't going to do. So it's like acceptable, because I know it's not real. I know it's them dicking around, but I have, I fucking hate Juggalos, just like I hate any group that follows someone so much that it's like a church, and it's mainly because they want to talk all this shit about killing priests and killing all these people just because we want to kill people, and we like dead bodies, and ooh, we're going blah, 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 and all this stupid shit. But then in their seventh album for the Joker card bullshit that was only supposed to be six, the very last song, they make a comment about, truth is, we follow God. We've always been behind him. The race is God, and may all juggalos find him. That shit pissed me off so much. You can't be talking all this hardcore shit and look like Marilyn Manson or Rob Zombie and just talk about all these horrible things that the Bible would say is evil. And then at the end of your thing, we like Jesus. Jesus is our homeboy, and then continue to go that route, you know? Like, maybe you found God, fine, okay, whatever, change your shit, but that fucking pissed me off. So I am going to hang up, and I'm going to call back. This way, if you don't think this should be on the show, just don't fucking play it. Or you can sum it up for me later. I'll be back inside.
You know that whole nobody else accepts you, well, fuck it, we'll accept you thing?
Yeah.
That's how, like, cults get people and, like, white supremacist gangs. And I'm pretty sure that's how the Shredder in the first Ninja Turtles movie got all those kids to join the Foot Clan.
Fucking Shredder.
So I'm not sure that that's really a plus in the ICP department.
Yeah.
As far as the Juggalos go, I mean, we pretty much covered that last week.
Yeah, Juggalos.
Fuck them.
Fuck them, yeah.
When you really boil it down, fuck them. I don't care what music you like to listen to. I don't care if I like it or not, if I agree with you. I might pick on you for it, depending on what it is. But ultimately, I don't care. The only problem I have with Juggalos is that it's not even about the music anymore. It's about painting yourself up like an idiot and getting mad whenever anybody else says anything bad about the band that you like.
Yeah, or the way you look.
Austin's Voicemail Corner, yeah!
Hey, fuckers. It's Austin. I was just commenting about the people wanting to get all up on people's shit because, whatever, their food wasn't right. I, many times, have, like, done the bullshit like how Orion mentioned about talking shit about the person who's being a dick while they're being a dick, but it's more to people I'm with. But majority of the time, I will say something to the person, like, straight then and there, like, what the fuck are you doing? Just shut up. Like, what do they do to piss you off? And I will get up in people's face and start shit with them. Because what are they going to do, hit me? I don't care. I can hit you back. It's self-defense. And I know that's a dumbass thing, but I kind of have this streak in me where I'm kind of like, sometimes I'm just in the mood to get in a fight for somebody. Doesn't ever happen, but, you know, whatever. But, like, people that are douchebags like that fucking drive me insane, and I will call them out on that shit. Except when I'm near my job. If I'm in a place where someone, if I'm at my job, if even if like I'm not in the work, I'm just kind of there for whatever reason, I will never do it because I am not going to have them go, oh, you work here. Let me talk to your manager and give me some bullshit and get my ass fired, because no matter how much I hate that shit, I have bills to pay and I am not going to fuck any of that shit up. So if I'm like really close to the vicinity of my stuff and I'm like right up on that, fuck no, because I'm in a place where people will see me, and that's just not going to happen. But so for tips and all that bullshit too, I usually do 20%. I don't know why, it's just that's how I do it. 20, 25 is usually about the range it ends up being, just because I do simple math and round it up. But as for leaving $10 tips, I've only left a $10 tip once, and that was when I was like 12 in Washington, D.C. on a school trip, and we went to a Hooters, and we were stupid, horny little kids thinking, oh, maybe she'll like us for this, when at the end of the day, yeah, they have bills to pay, but then they better be really fucking good, because they have to deal with people, and they have to, you know, if there's a problem in the kitchen, say, hey, this is, you know, blah, 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 whatever, but they just have to be on top of their shit. Most people aren't. At the end of the day, $10 to help them pay their bills or $10 to help me pay my bills. Don't like your job, get a better one. And I know that's not always an easy thing to do, but that's the fucking truth. I used to be a waiter. I know this is shit, so it does suck, but whatever. You just got to do your job right if you want a good tip. That sucks, but that's your job.
We weren't trying to say you have to leave a $10 tip.
Absolutely not.
If you're leaving like a standard 15, 20, 25% tip, you're doing your part, and that's good enough. And like when we were talking about leaving $10 tips, we do that because, you know, it makes us feel better about all the assholes that are out there. And, you know, but it's not like a holier-than-thou position like, we leave $10 tips and you only leave 15%. You're an asshole. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that, yeah. But like for me, places I frequent, I'll leave $10 tips standard. And you do that enough, you know, you tend to get respect and they do notice. And like, for instance, some bars I frequent, you know, they'll give me free beer every once in a while.
Yeah, and we've been to like restaurants and stuff that we go to fairly often. Yeah. We leave decent tips, and occasionally they'll, you know, like they won't charge you for a drink.
Or, yeah.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily make up for all the times you've left a $10 tip, but it's nice, you know, that you can tell that they appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that will happen, you know, anywhere you go, but it's happened to us. Like, for instance, I've gone to this Taco Bell frequently, like after work or whatnot. And it's a 24/7 Taco Bell. And I'd get in the line and, you know, I'd have this catchphrase and they knew me. I don't know how, but I assume it's because I was the only guy going, hey, what's up?
Yeah. You'd be amazed like how just saying, hey, how's it going?
Hey,
before
you
start, you know, your order or whatever.
Instead of just blurting it out like an
asshole. And saying, hey, thanks. Have a good night when you leave, you know?
Yeah.
How much that makes you. That makes them appreciate you more than the assholes who, like, show up on their cell phone, won't talk to you until they absolutely have to, shout their order in your face, and then just leave, you know?
Yeah, and I've gotten free food at times, and I'm like, dude, you don't have to do this. No, no, don't worry about it. You have a great night, you know? You're cool. And I noticed that, you know, in different places, you obviously at Taco Bell, you don't tip, but I was being nice, and people notice, and so...
And the thing about tipping, like I said, if you're leaving a tip and it's a decent tip, it's like 15, 20% or whatever, you know, that's fine. You are not the problem. The problem is the people who tip shitty, don't tip at all, or just assholes the whole fucking time they're there. Those are the people we have a problem with, not people who just aren't leaving a $10 tip. That's ridiculous. A $10 tip is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
But we do it on purpose because for us, it makes us feel better. It makes us feel like we're being nicer than all these fucking assholes they have to deal with all day long.
Yeah.
It's a personal decision, and it's not one that I would say, you know, everybody should do.
Yeah, exactly. And going back to the, you know, saying shit while you're on the clock, this bitch, the worst thing I've ever had said to me was, well, before I should say it, I have gauged ears, and I have these 1-inch plugs in my ears, and I get a lot of shit every day, and I get a lot of questions, but the worst thing I've ever heard was this woman walked by me, and she said, and I'll never forget, if my son did that to himself, I'd feel like a failure as a mother, and just walked off, and I was so fucking pissed. I couldn't, the whole day, it ruined my entire day. I was thinking about it the whole day. I couldn't, like, even sleep that night. It just pissed me off. And you absolutely cannot do anything, and people will test you.
People don't make any fucking sense. Like, I talked about before having green hair when I worked at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And I don't mind people asking about it or talking about it, pointing it out, because it is fucking unusual.
Exactly.
And obviously, I wouldn't say I was doing it for attention. I did it because I thought it was cool looking.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's obviously going to draw attention, and I'd be retarded to think it's not. What would bother me, though, is people who just can't fucking wrap their mind around it. Like, it's gonna be in their head all day long, and they have to talk about it like it's a fucking UFO drop down from the sky and fucking aliens come out.
You're the Antichrist, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst, too. Like, people don't make any fucking sense. I'd love to sit some of these people down sometime. Like, the lady who was like, if my son did that to himself, I would feel like a failure as a mother.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit her down and go, okay, why? Well, it's just not right.
Yeah.
Okay, but why, though?
Yeah, I felt especially bad because I consider myself a nice guy and I do good things for people. And it's just fucked with me.
Doesn't matter. They don't like the way you look. Some black people are quite nice too, Orion.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Doesn't mean they aren't all filthy niggers. Doesn't matter. It's a ridiculous prejudice that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I see some dude walking around in horrible drag,
yeah,
like, obviously this is some hairy man, but he's dressed in drag, I'm going to laugh at him.
Yeah.
Quietly. I'm not going to go up to him and go, what the fuck is wrong with you, faggot?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to be laughing at him, making fun of him, because I think he looks ridiculous. But the thing, but I wouldn't go up to him or go up to somebody else near him where he could hear me and say, if my son did that, I'd feel like a failure as a parent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit. Do what you want.
Yeah. But going back to the fighting thing, I just got to throw in, I never have the urge to fight. Ever.
Like physically?
Physically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I won't pick a fight. I won't get in people's faces. And because that's just, I don't know. I guess I'm too sweet of a guy, or I don't know. I'm just too afraid of getting in trouble with the law.
I've had the urge to get in physical fights, but I've never been in one.
Yeah.
The closest probably was the time I got punched in the nose by a kid on the playground in like third grade. That hurt like hell. If you've never been punched in the nose, that is no joke.
I never have, but I believe
it. And
it
was stupid, too, because we were in line for the slide.
Like me and like there were these two little girls behind me in the line.
Yeah.
And this kid comes up and cuts them in the line. And they're like, what the hell? He's cutting. You can't cut. Well, they didn't say what the hell. They were little girls. But... So I turned around and I was like, you can't cut. Like, because I was bigger than these little girls. I was like, I'm going to be the fucking hero of the day. You can't cut. Get in the back of the line. He's like, screw you, dude. And then he started chasing me around. I got out of the line because he's fucking chasing me. He chased me all around the fucking playground. I finally stopped because I got up to like the door by the school.
Yeah.
And I stopped and I turned around and he just decked me right in the fucking nose.
Jesus.
And walked away.
Yowie.
That was the worst feeling in the world, getting punched right in the nose. It's like an electric shock through your whole body.
It's not even funny. You're not like, why would you do that? You're just like, ow!
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I've never been in, like I said, I've never been in a physical fight. I think, obviously it would depend on who I was in a fight with. I think I could hold my own. And I think if I was wasted drunk,
yeah,
I think that would almost be the best because you could do almost anything to me. And it's not like I wouldn't feel it. I would feel it.
Yeah.
But I would probably laugh.
Yep.
Like if you punched me right in the jaw, I'd probably go, oh, and then just start laughing.
Or even in the nose, yeah. Like, your nose is bleeding. You're like, oh, my God, this hurts.
It's like that scene in Fight Club where they beat the fuck out of him, and then he climbs on top of the guy, and he's spitting blood in his face.
You don't know where I've been, Lou. You don't know where I've been.
But yeah.
Exactly.
It was a good flashback.
He's so fucking hot in here. This is ridiculous. Do we have, you want to talk about some comments or something? Do you have some comments you wanted to talk about?
No, I don't. God damn it.
Well, if you did, bring it up.
We have a whiteboard that we write down, like, just a very vague outline of what we're going to talk about. And Orion wrote at the top of it, he wrote comments/voicemails. Well, we played the voicemails.
So, all right. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Comments? No.
Hey, Orion, you want to talk about this story?
No. God damn. I'm looking like a fool here.
You're not looking like a fool. It's
fucking
just,
idiot.
We just look fucking disorganized, which we kind of are tonight.
But, it's all right. It's my fault.
Well, shit, I'm going to look at the comments right now.
All right.
All right, let's see. Austin said, as for ho, slut, and whore, those words aren't bad terms to be called. Sex is good, always. People just use them negatively because they wish someone would fuck them, or because their religion says no and they listen. I get that. I mean, like, it's kind of like when we talked about the word nigger before. Like, nigger, in and of itself, is just a word. All it really means is black people.
Yeah.
But because of the history behind it and because of the context in which people usually use it, it's negative. But if I were to go around saying, I love niggers, and then you said, was that a joke? And I was like, no, I love niggers. I'm being serious. I love niggers. They're great. Then what is there to be offended by there? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous, but what is there to actually be offended by?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get that, you know, like ho, slut, and whore, that like ho means the same as whore. Whore just means prostitute. So that just means it's a woman who has sex for money. I don't have a problem with that. Slut just means a woman who's promiscuous.
Yeah.
It means she has a lot of sex. And that's not, I don't necessarily have a problem with that either. You know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with those things.
There's nothing wrong with sex and having sex, yeah.
But even though these words aren't bad terms to be called, if you're fucking a girl, because he's referencing when I was talking about the dirty talk and like degrading women while you're fucking them. If you're fucking a girl and you're like, you're my slut, you're my whore, you don't mean that. Like, I mean, I guess you mean it positively because you're like, I enjoy having sex with you right now.
Yes.
But you don't mean it positively. Good. It's meant to be like, you fucking whore, you like that, don't you, fucking whore? Like, if you meant it as like a nice thing or even a neutral thing, you wouldn't be like, you fucking whore. You'd be like, you are quite the whore. This is fantastic. You are an excellent whore. It's meant to be, have that degrading tone to it. Again, it's about context. It is meant to be that way.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel bad about. Like, you could substitute those words for anything. Like, you fucking dirty bitch. Like, that's definitely negative.
Yeah.
But you could still say that in pretty much the same situation, and it's essentially the same outcome. Like, yeah, I'm fucking you, you dirty bitch. You like that, don't you, you dirty bitch? It's essentially the same thing, but that's definitely negative. And that was my whole point. Aileen says the Beatles are from Liverpool, which I knew. Aileen is from Leeds. Yeah. I live more east. Liverpool accents are a lot different to mine. That's funny because when I first... Some people, I think English people, obviously, will say different to, and other people will say different from.
Ah, okay.
Like, their accents are different from mine, sounds more natural to me, but he said different too, but either one is correct. I don't know why I even brought that up. It's just funny to me.
Yeah, but different.
Basically, he's saying my accent is not the same as their accent, and I believe you. And when I said I can tell the difference between different English accents, I didn't necessarily mean all of them. I just meant, you know, I know that there are different ones.
Yeah.
And even if I don't know where the different ones, you know, what region they belong to, I can still tell the difference between two people with radically different accents who are both from England. I'm not like, that's an English accent. Don't they all sound the same? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But still, you sounded like the Beatles to me, bro. Austin says, well, it's officially official. If you want comments, then you need to talk shit about religion because this shit is dead without someone trying to defend their belief in ghost zombies and talking snakes, which might be true. Like,
we,
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll bring it up, but obviously we're not going to make this an atheist, you know.
Yeah, but we got some of the most comments we've ever gotten on, like, the episodes where we were arguing with Gary about whether or not the show was becoming negative and anti-religion. So, yeah, fuck Christians.
It just comes with the territory, you know, the nature of the show. So we're not going to be all about it, but it will definitely be involved. So
Kim pointed out that there's a website called blackchristianpeoplemeet.com. It's a dating website for black Christian people, I guess.
Oh, man.
Or maybe it's not. I didn't actually check it out. Maybe it's not a dating website, but whatever it is, it's for black Christian people, which is funny to me.
But. Yeah. This is off topic. I'm sorry, but...
That's fine.
Remember the other day when you called that Metro Vibe dating service?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was...
it's like, you know, the dating service for blacks.
It was what...
You know,
if you've seen, like, the advertisements for the different, like... They're not phone sex lines. They're, like, dating lines, kind of. They're, like, party lines or whatever. You call up, you record a little voicemail message, and then you can listen to other people's little voicemail messages.
Yeah.
And then you can decide if you're willing to pay money, you can connect live with somebody, and then you can talk and blah blah blah. It's garbage.
Yeah.
But so I called to this one that was Metro Vibe, which was basically it was the black version.
Yeah.
Although they didn't explicitly state that.
Yeah. It was obvious in the commercial.
And no, I was listening honkers. I was wasted. I was listening to all these messages and stuff, and this chick. I kept, you can leave little voicemail messages for other people, but if you want to connect live, you have to pay for it. But somebody else who's paid for it can connect live to you if you haven't paid for it. So I'm listening to these messages and sending the little voicemails to people. My outgoing message was something like, I like Ninja Turtles, shit, I got like an 18-inch, well, like a 12, like a 7-inch, well, it's like a 5-inch dick. all right, holla back. Something like that.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I kept getting these messages from girls, and they're like, ah, ha, ha, you're funny. Ha, ha. And then this one chick wanted to connect with me, and I kept doing this voice, which is not well done at all, but it was like, damn, girl. I like Ninja Turtles and shit. Like, fuck. Just want to fucking take Splinter and have him get in a battle with Shredder and fucking the Foot Clan and shit.
Yeah.
And holla back. And so this girl connects with me, and she's like, so what's up? And we were talking for a little while, and she wanted to meet me
for
casual sex.
Oh,
and
shit.
She told me she was at this bar, and I told her, she asked me what kind of car I drove. I told her I drove a silver 2005 Cadillac Escalade, I think.
Yeah.
And I told her to meet me at this old movie theater that's out of business now, but it has a huge empty parking lot. I told her to meet me there. It's like the middle of the night. And she did.
Oh, shit.
But I didn't go.
Yeah.
So
you just set it up. And so
this poor chick was probably like just hanging out in this parking lot waiting for this Escalade. Oh, and she thought I was black.
Yeah.
Which I never said I was black. She said that I was black. And I said, well, what the hell? Why do you think I'm black? And she was like, you sound black. I was like, bitch, what the fuck do black people sound like?
That's fucking great.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, back on topic.
I don't. What the fuck is the topic? I don't even know anymore.
The comments.
Oh, the comments. Well, that's pretty much everything, I think.
We got
a bunch more spam comments and a bunch more comments on the spam comments. So this time I decided not to delete the spam comments, and instead I edited them. So you can check that out, I guess.
It's funny.
How are we doing on time? I think we're about out of time. We had one more thing to talk about, but maybe we'll do that next week.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
I guess that's it.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
I did order the shirts. I just ordered them yesterday. So they'll be coming here shortly, hopefully, and then I'll send them out.
Yeah.
Check out the Facebook. Check out the Twitter.
Stickers.
Check out my balls. I think that's it.
That should do it. Check us next week.
Ow!